Greetings and welcome to ID the Future. I'm Casey Luskin, broadcasting with Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture in Seattle, Washington. On today's edition of ID the Future, we're going to talk about how the heckler's veto has become the latest tool for suppressing dissent from Darwinism. Many Americans find their introduction to the debate over evolution by watching Inherit the Wind, a movie based upon the Scopes trial from 1925, which casts Darwin skeptics as constantly trying to shut down scientific discussion. Today, in 2013, the situation is very different, what Justice Scalia once called Scopes in reverse. Academic freedom is now threatened for credible scientists to teach and publish dissent from neo-Darwinian theory. I'm talking about scientists who work at and hold PhDs from the same research institutions as leading evolutionary biologists. Some of the most prominent examples of discrimination against Darwin-doubting scientists in the past decade have occurred at respected institutions like Iowa State University, the Smithsonian, and Jet Propulsion Lab. Indeed, three recent incidents show this is a growing trend that isn't going away. In June of 2011, scientists from around the world convened at Cornell University to present original research which challenged the ability of neo-Darwinian evolution to create new biological information. Those papers were then collected into a peer-reviewed volume, Biological Information, New Perspectives, scheduled to be published by Springer Verlag, one of the top scientific publishing houses in the world. Materialists often charge that ID proponents don't publish peer-reviewed scientific research, but in this case, they didn't praise these ID-friendly scientists for meeting high standards. Instead, they tried to censor them. In February of 2012, just before the book was about to go to print, a popular pro-Darwin blog discovered the Cornell volume was being offered for sale on Springer's website. In a short post titled, "Springer Gets Suckered by a Creationist Pseudoscience," a graduate student at UC Berkeley insinuated threats of an economic boycott against Springer if they publish anything by these quote-unquote cranks. Inspired by this call to action, Darwin defenders on the internet fumed that the prestigious company would dare publish a book endorsing ID and pressure the publisher to abandon the project. A few months later, Springer canceled the publication contract and refused to publish the book. Another incident began this past spring when Eric Hedin, an assistant professor of physics and astronomy at Ball State University, was quietly teaching a course he'd taught since 2007 titled The Boundaries of Science. This interdisciplinary course aimed to give a scientifically accurate introduction to the origin and development of the physical universe, cosmology, which has led up to the formation of Earth as a uniquely suitable environment to support life. As part of this investigation, the course would allow students to learn about intelligent design. In comes University of Chicago evolutionary biologist Jerry Coyne, who teaches at a different institution and in a different field. Nonetheless, in April, this leading new atheist learned about Hedin's course and stated on his blog that the class violates the First Amendment because it is heavily larded with the works of intelligent design advocates. Stirred by Coyne, angry ID critics bombarded Ball State University with emails urging the university to cancel the course. The Freedom From Religion Foundation got involved, charging the class crosses ethical and constitutional lines because it failed to emphasize that the vast majority of scientists are non-religious and many take the view that science disproves a creator God. Under implied threats of an impending lawsuit, they pressured Ball State to investigate and cancel the course. Ball State got the memo. On July 31st, President Joanne Gora announced a speech code prohibiting intelligent design from being taught in Ball State University science classrooms, since that would fail to accurately represent the consensus of science scholars. Let's now look at a third incident. This past August, Stanley Wilson was scheduled to teach a non-credit personal enrichment course, Evolution versus Intelligent Design, in the continuing education program at Amarillo College in North Texas. You can guess what happened next. The president of a local atheist group, euphemistically named the Free Thought Oasis, boasted on Facebook that, quote, "The course on intelligent design has been canceled following my meeting with the VP of Academic Affairs." We don't know exactly what was said at that meeting, but in an article in the news soon thereafter, the administration claimed they scuttled the course because of fears there could be a disruption. These incidents mark a disturbing trend. Darwin defenders, from elite scientists to rank-and-file activists, are using a heckler's veto to intimidate academic institutions into shutting down scientific inquiry over life's origins. The incidents begin when scientific skeptics of Darwinian evolution are merely going about their business, seeking to publish or teach or express their views. But then the incidents follow a predictable arc. Darwin defenders demand, under penalty of threats of making a great fuss, that ID-friendly viewpoints must be suppressed. Wary of controversy and offending the wrong people, academic institutions quickly cave to the censors. People who are confident that the evidence is on their side don't normally seek to deny academic freedom to those who hold dissenting viewpoints. But students and the public are losing out on important opportunities to investigate how humans arose. The real loser here, however, is free speech and freedom of scientific inquiry. In their eager crusade to shut down scientific debate over evolution, Darwin lobbyists may be sacrificing the very values that undergird our free and prosperous society. I'm Casey Luskin with ID the Future. Thanks for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute 2013. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.